This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know what this week is screaming for, just to cap it off? 4.5 minutes of live radio. That's what, to help digest what happened and more in particular, where we go from here. John Carney from CNBC is in our bureau in New York. Neela Richardson from Bloomberg Government is in our bureau down in Washington. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
So lay me odds, John Carney, that this committee actually gets something, anything done by the middle of December.
I can't see how that's anywhere near possible. Everybody's priorities aren't about to shift. You know, we had this massive, massive disagreement that led to a shutdown. How in the next month and a half do they, possibly reach an agreement?
Neela, what do you think?
I'm going to be optimistic here for two reasons,
Yay.
Kai. One, they've set expectations so low that they can't help but leap over them.
Right.
So they've successfully done that. And two, the long-term deficit situation now looks a little bit better in the near term than it did during the time of the super committee. So they have to actually do less to get to the same point. Less in entitlement spending cuts, less in tax revenue raises. So there is some reason for optimism here.
John, just before we move on, because there's lots of stuff to talk about this whole thing, do you agree with me when I say that the budget committee is the big thing to come out of this agreement? I mean, yes, there's a shutdown deal, and yes, there's a debt limit deal, but this is where it goes now, taxing and spending and that disagreement in Congress.
Yes, you are absolutely right. This is the biggest thing that came out of this. And I do think that the members of Congress, the senators, do sound like they really want to get something done this time. But they did last time, too.
Yeah, yeah.
They really had hopes that it was going to work.
Hey, Neela, so I've been wondering whether or not the markets actually just gave Congress a pass. I mean, the Dow was up. Bond yields didn't really move. Was there pressure down there, do you think? Did people feel it from the markets?
They didn't feel it, and they were waiting for it, Kai. They wanted a kick in the butt.
You think, really?
They did. They wanted the markets to react, and the markets never reacted because the markets are so used to political dysfunction. They don't even blink until the actual catastrophe has occurred.
Yeah.
The markets are conditioned for an 11th hour deal. And so Congress had to be act on its own. It didn't get that fire from the markets to make a deal happen sooner.
John, good thing or a bad thing that markets are conditioned? I mean, we avoid chaos, however, comma.
Well, let me just say that there were certain places where lawmakers weren't looking, where people were taking precaution. There were a lot of hedging being put on Wall Street for things like S&P puts and VIX. You know, technical things that Washington wasn't watching, but reached extraordinarily high levels towards the end of September and for all of October. So there was a reaction, but it wasn't a massive sell-off. It was hedging and buying protection.
And Kai, I agree with John here, absolutely. All this political uncertainty did have an economic effect. And you can see that translated in a still really stagnant economy that's not really pushing ahead because no one wants to hire or invest and with all this uncertainty abounding.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the economy, actually, because I wanted to ask you both about the Federal Reserve, which has been widely expected to start tapering, right? To start withdrawing its support for the economy. Didn't do it in September when we all thought it would, and now everybody thinks it's going to wait till Janet Yellen, in theory, takes over if she gets confirmed. John, do you think the taper happens in January, February, even though all these other deadlines are coming?
If there is an amazing hallelujah agreement in Congress to come together,
right,
then yes, we could get something in January or February. But remember, that's when the debt ceiling is supposed to come back again.
Right.
And there's no way if we're fighting about this, if there's a possibility of a shutdown, there's no way that the Fed is going to taper, which means in a way that the Tea Party is quantitative easing's best friend. They are actually keeping it in place.
Neela, what do you think, quickly?
Yeah, I agree again here. The political uncertainty on the fiscal side will make the monetary policy still strong, still putting stimulus into the economy. I don't see a taper unless we get some resolution on the fiscal side with the budget.
And Janet Yellen will have her hands full if she gets this job.
She
All right,
will.
You guys, thanks
she
very
will.
Much. Neela Richardson from Bloomberg Government and John Carney from CNBC. Thanks, you guys.
Thank
have
you.
A great weekend.
All right, you too.